motor isn't purring like it used to? Don't junk it. Call the Motor Man. You'll get your motor running.
Get your motor running.
Healing your wheels for 35 years. Talk Radio 790 KABC is proud to present the one and only Motor Man, Leon Kaplan.
That's right, folks. Say hallelujah and welcome back to the one and only Motor Man Show. 1-800-222-KABC. I'll answer all your questions, whether it's flying or something. A friend had just texted me, just landed there, and he's listening to me as well. A friend of mine, the hangar. I guess he went out flying. Someone says it's a beautiful flying day. And anyway, some airplane calls. I would love some airplane calls. We had one talking about the jets coming in. I was trying to explain how jets land different than piston aircraft land. So if any questions, right or wrong, you know, give me a call at 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222, or 1-800-222-5222. And as I usually say, it's a real radio show, and it should be fun day. I'm sorry about the last hour. We had a little problem, but it's over with. Nobody knows what happened. It's just one of those glitches that happens. Like cars stalling sometime, you never know what happens. You know, and it's time for Sunday services. Good morning again to Frank Taylor in yonder there. And I've got to give you a joke that I was told at Larson's the other night, Larson's restaurant by Joe there. So I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment there. I'll say good morning again to Hybrid Audrey. She's been running around trying to get everything on the air here when we had the little problem. She's so sweet. Be nice to her when you call in. So anyway, I put the romance back into all types of vehicles. And yes, I have a motto. My motto is I have a passion for sharing with you the information I've accumulated over the last couple of years. So do you have a favorite vehicle, something old? I'm not old, but I mean something old that maybe I can remember way back when that you'd like to share, some hot rods or whatever it is. Give me a call at 1-800-222-KABC. I must warn you, though, from time to time, I talk about some high-performance vehicles and some high-octane fuel, so you never know what may happen. So, you know, I've learned that everyone you meet deserves to be greeted with a smile. I should say a big, big smile. Okay, a man without a purpose is like a ship without a rudder. I think I said that before. I always try to look at the bright side of things. I'm trying to do that. Folks, this is not a BS show. It's a CS show. It's customer service and, of course, common sense. And, yes, I flew yesterday. I just wanted, it was such a beautiful day, and I wanted to run the plane. So I flew out over the deserts and all between the mountains and back and just sit back and relaxed and reminisced. And it was just pretty amazing. Sit back and just listen to the engine just purr. Pull the power back a little bit, slow the plane. Any pilots will know what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's just go up and just listen. It's pretty magical. It's something about flying. I can only say that. It's just something magical about it. You see the world from a whole different perspective when you fly. I mean, once people fly for long periods of time, like airline pilots, they probably don't get the feeling that private pilots get because they've been doing it for a living for so long. But it is something pretty magical. Anyway, let's have some fun today. Let's go. As long as everything's working right, let's go and say, oh, the joke. I'm sorry, Frank. Now listen to this joke. Now, Frank, please pay. Can you pay attention now? All right, listen. This is it. This guy told me this the other day. What is red? I need your answer, Frank. What is red and smells like blue paint?
Red paint.
What is red and smells like blue paint? Red paint.
That's what I said, red blue paint.
You said red blue paint. No, it's not the same thing. It's red, it's just plain red paint. What is red and smells like blue paint? Red paint is the answer. Okay, that's enough of the jokes I used to work there. But I thought it was funny. Because I didn't get it either when he told me that. That's some
crazy?
Joe at Larson's restaurant there in Encino. What is red and smells like blue paint? Red paint. So, anyway, Frank, you'll get it later. Okay, 1-800-222-KABC. Let's have some fun, Sauer. Let's go and speak to, let's see, who's been waiting very patiently with all the problems we had there in the first hour there. Let's go and speak to CB in Pasadena. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Leon, all right. You know, God bless you and a happy Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. One of my problems is this. I got a 1988 Isuzu pickup sports truck. But what I've been having trouble with is that I think my head gasket, it's blown a fuse. It's an older truck, so it's a 1988. Then I had a hose problem, and it came out. Then I had a lower hose problem going to the radiator. And what it is that I love this truck because, you know, you're doing a fascinating and scientific job because I love NASCAR, how they bring in the cars and then get them out of the, you know, the pit, you know, right. Within, you know, 25 seconds. And
less
so
than that, 14 seconds, 13
yeah,
seconds.
I
wish my technicians, when I had them, would change tires and 14 seconds, you know, full tank of fuel and four tire change
Lord.
In 14 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
I got a little racer. Yeah, my little truck is a little racer, but I want to get her back on top. But, it reminds me of, you know, since it's the Super Bowl weekend, when Tom Terrific takes and dons the field, there's only one thing, and that is to protect the shield. He steps to the left. He steps to the right. And there seems to be no receiver in sight. Then he hits Gronk, no doubt. So don't pout. Stand up and strike a match and give a shout out. Yes, this year has had its ups and downs in the NFL. Along with it, there's been experience, and I have, and frowned. As we close the season, there will be sometimes there is no rhyme or reason. Tom Terrific is a perfectionist and persistent. That's why he hired a professional trainer and assistant.
I understand. You're going to football now. You're going to football now, and this is a motoring show, and you talked about it.
I know.
I know, but I'm not happy with the NFL. If you want to change the subject, I'm not happy with the NFL when I see people kneeling. I've been in the service, and I've seen a lot of things happen, and this people sitting there making millions and millions of dollars and doing this and can't protect this country. Then move out of the country. Now, I'm going to upset a lot of people when I said that. Then
you're right.
Just move out. Now, I don't know who's the president, but the president is the president. When people say he's not my president, then leave. I mean, listen, everybody should go into service, and I think you look at this country at a different perspective. This is the best country on God's earth, and I'm going to tell you, it hurts me to see people do that and not respect the flag, and that's my opinion. I'm an all-American.
That's a good opinion.
Anyway, I got to run. I think your problem is you got a bad head gasket on your truck. So
I got a bad head gasket, and then my tube underneath my water going to my radiator.
If I see people today, probably I may not even watch the Super Bowl if I see people not standing. I don't know what I'll do, but that's why I love college ball. That's why I love college ball. Anyway, CB, thanks so much for your information, and you just have a great day, my friend. Okay, I didn't mean to get carried away there, folks. It's just that I love this country. This country's been good to me, and I want to be good to you. And I want to do whatever I can to help you folks out in every way possible, as long as I can still breathe. Let me say that. Okay, let's go and speak to is it Louis?
You got it. How you doing, Leon?
I'm doing fine, Louis. Thanks for calling.
Is it true you get better looking every day?
Man, I've been good looking all my life. I'm just
there. You go.
But I am. No, I don't know. No, I. I'm getting better looking. I mean, what can I say?
There you go. Well, you suggested a number of years ago to pick up a Honda over a Volkswagen, and we did, and it's been wonderful ever since we got it.
A Hyundai or a Honda?
A Hyundai.
Hyundai. Okay.
A Sonata.
Sonata.
It's
good.
Got 90,000 miles, and it has a recall. My wife brings it in on Friday, and they're going to pull the engine and put a brand new engine in it due to a manufacturer's defect.
All free. Right? All free.
All free. 90. I was going to just change out the plugs, the hoses, everything. Probably about $600-$700 worth of work.
That's a real warranty. That's a good warranty. That's got a 100,000 mile warranty on the powertrain of that Hyundai.
But it is a recall, and there was some kind of error in the manufacturing. I guess the way I understand it, or at least I think I understand it, the cylinder walls, I guess maybe they bored them out a little bit too wide or something like that. But every time you would start the car from day one, I heard something that didn't sound right from the day one, the first time my wife ever cranked it. And it's going on all along, but the engine's getting 35 miles to the gallon. Nothing's wrong. It doesn't overheat. Everything is perfect. Well, they're going to stand true to their company.
Well, that's great. That's good news. That's good news. That's good advertising for Hyundai. I thought you said Honda.
Hyundai. Right. Sonata.
Hyundai Sonata, like Fun Day, Hyundai, Hyundai Sonata. People get confused even when they email me or something. Sometimes they or talk to me or call me, and it sounds like Honda and Hyundai, yeah. And they get it confused. But anyway, I just want to make it clear. They did a good job. They're doing the right thing by replacing the engine there. That's good information. I appreciate the call.
You got it.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. And that leaves the line open, folks, at 1-800-222-KABC. And, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up very, very shortly. And if you're looking to find your sweetheart or even yourself something very special, I recommend a nice new Porsche. Frank can afford one. I can't afford one. But, no, they are affordable. The reason I can't is I want that new GT2 RS. It's a loud car and it's a fun car. And speaking of that, we got a Porsche at Peterson. I say we because I'm hanging around the Peterson Automotive Museum. I hope to see you there. They have an exhibit that opened up on February 3rd all about Porsches. And Porsche downtown L.A. was involved in that. They got some beautiful cars there. So if you got anything to do today, run over to the museum and look at all the Porsche displays they have there. It's absolutely amazing. Well, let me tell you a little story that I'd like to talk about at Porsche downtown L.A. You know, I've had a long conversation with their general manager, Victor, and he's a real nice guy, and I really like what he shared with me. Family-owned and operated for 49 years, Victor and his team have made it their mission to be the automotive home of Porsche drivers in all of Los Angeles by providing them with a vast selection of new and used vehicles, exceptional car care, and legendary customer service with a big, big smile. Now, lots of people claim to give their customer service, but Porsche downtown LA takes great, and I mean great, pride in their customers. They have a really high percentage of return and referral customers, and that means great selections and great customer service. So go down to Porsche downtown LA and meet Victor and his great team. You'll be very, very glad you did. Do it today. It's a beautiful day to take a little ride downtown LA. Porsche, downtown Porsche LA is just very easy to find. And just tell them Motorman sent you. They're freeway close. Porsche downtown L.A. is located just 4 blocks south of the Staples Center on Figueroa. Very easy to buy or lease your next car at Porsche downtown L.A. They have the beautiful 911s, the Panamera sedan. They had the Macan SUV and the Porsche Cayenne. All are super vehicles. And everybody will take a look at you when you're driving that car. And one thing about you drive a Porsche, when you go to a restaurant, the car will always be right by the front door. It's a very, very special vehicle. Well, when you go to downtown Porsche downtown LA, just tell them the one and only Motor Man sent you.
Wake up with Doug McIntyre in the morning.
Waze is trying to kill you. I know some people use the Google GPS system. I'm a Wazer from way back. But they're sending people directly into the fires.
No!
Because there's no cars on the road.
Least dense route.
Yeah, well, that tends to be the case if the commuters are incinerated.
McIntyre in the morning. Now with Leanne tweeting news. 5 to 10 on KABC.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with 3 key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
You need someone to look at your heating and air system, right, Mom?
Yes.
Listen to this. I found it on the testimonials page for the Smell Good Plumbers at MikeDiamond.com. It says, "Dear Mr. Diamond, I was told you're a good boss. And I think you have the best technician. He did great work. I tried to help lift the furnace, but he wouldn't let me. So I talked his arms off. I talked too much, but he loved it. And I loved his professional yet friendly manner. How about that? You better keep him happy. He did a beautiful job putting in the furnace. Put me on his call list. I only want him."
Sounds like she found herself a friend.
I don't know, but she definitely found herself a good repairman. And lots of others have too. Read some of these.
"I'm Mike Diamond. I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free. Read some of the testimonials and book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com. Contractor's license number 399170.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
Number one song in America by Eddie, the Motorman song. Crank her up, Frank.
He's been running his mouth for 36
years. Boy, that's sure.
They call the Motor Man. Said the Motor Man's talking. The Motor Man's talking. Sunday morning, 790 KABC. You know the Motor Man's talking to you and me.
Well, that's a song by Eddie, and I'll give him a plug. Eddie's phone number. He'll make a song for you, and he's a real nice guy. He played at DeMonico's for quite a long time there. 818-298-3979. 818-298-3979. Nice young man. I want him a dinner. I just haven't had time lately, and I'm sure he understands. I've been a little bit on the busy side. Anyway, 1-800-222-KABC. The numbers to get into the Motor Man Show. Okay, let's go back to the phones, and let's speak to Steve Kim from Simi Valley. Steve, welcome to the Motor Man program. Good morning.
Good morning, Leon. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Just pretty good.
Very good
today. So I'm getting better week after week.
I listen to you every week. My wife thinks I'm crazy, but I love it. I love what you have to talk about. And I, for a number of months, I've been wanting to call and share with you probably one of the great endurance stories of, I think, anybody's time. In 1958, I lived in Las Vegas.
Right.
Grew up in Las Vegas. My father, Bob Tim, and a co-pilot set a world's endurance record that still stands today in a 172 Cessna. Had a stock Continental engine in it. They took off in December of 1958.
That was a six-cylinder engine, that six-cylinder Continental. I know that engine very well.
Yeah, well, they took off in December of 1958. They landed in February of 1959. They stayed in the air for 64 days.
Wow.
22 hours, 19 minutes, and 5 seconds.
You must have had a lot of fuel on board, even though that's a good, that engine doesn't take a lot of fuel, but it must have put some extra tanks in there.
They refueled daily on the old, the highway out near Blythe, California.
Oh, okay. They landed and refueled.
My father would pilot the plane down about 20, 30 feet off the ground and drop a hook down to a truck, and they would go in tandem down the highway and refuel daily.
Yeah, they probably used auto fuel in those days, probably used regular automotive fuel.
I think they did. They even changed the oil in flight. They modified the plane so that they could change the oil in the cabin. And I found this airplane. I was 5 years old when this took place. I found the airplane sitting on a farm in Saskatchewan, Canada in 1990. And my brother and I attempted to try to restore it back to its original state, and long story short, I donated it to the McCarran International Airport Museum.
Good for you.
Where it now hangs from baggage claim and has been for the last 15 or 20 years.
That's great. I've got a lot of time in 172s airplanes, and so that's probably one of the best all-around airplanes. Easy to fly, fun to fly. When I started flying years ago, I flew 172s. Of course, you learned back then they had 150s too, but then I went into 172s, 182s, worked my way all the way up to the plane I have now. But, you know, aviation, something special. Your dad must have been a very special person to take that on, and I'm proud of him. It makes me feel good that he did. I got goosebumps actually, thinking about that. So.
Yeah, he actually passed some time ago. We believe that he got very sick. In that there's notes in his book during the flight where he saw the atomic bombs going off and probably flew a little too close to them.
Well, it could be. One of the things I think I mentioned last week, that the Challenger, when it blew up, is in space. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance, because I was one of the thousands and thousands of people qualified to be the next civilian in space program. And I qualified for that. They narrowed it down to 100, and I was one of the 100. And, of course, after the Challenger blew up, and they said civilians in space, and yet I was on shows all over America telling me and Chuck Yeager, you know, would I go up? Yes, I'd go up right now. And that's one of the things I regret in my life, is not being an astronaut traveling around the world and broadcast around the entire world and broadcasting back. But that's a great story, Kim, and I appreciate Bob Kim. It's probably could Google that.
It's Bob Tim with T-I-M-M.
Oh, Tim.
Now, they did a 30-minute documentary on this, and I have taken I put on YouTube a 4-minute quick video of it. If you just go to YouTube and put World Endurance Flight, and you'll see a 4-minute video with pictures of the refueling, even pictures of me in there at the end when I'm 5 years old, believe it or not.
Well, that's great. Well, Steve, I appreciate you calling in. God bless you, my friend. And that's
Thank you.
Good thing to remember. And you have a great, great day. And tell your wife it's all right if you listen to the Motor Man Show.
I think she knows that.
Yeah. You take care, my friend. And thanks so much for the call. I appreciate the call. And, all of a sudden I mentioned aviation. And so we've got a few calls on named Danny. Danny, welcome to the program. Good morning, my friend.
Hey, good friend Leon.
How are you?
Good to hear your voice. Hey, I was fascinated by Bob Tim. I've gone through that.
Tim's his name. I said Tim.
Times.
Tim.
Yes, exactly. It is a fascinating display. Every time I go through, I read it. It's hanging from the ceiling, like you said. It's got sponsorship of Hacienda Airlines on it. And it's a fascinating record. Tremendous amount of courage and determination to go through that, because after a while, it's easy for a human to say, man, this just is not worth it. But on and on they went. It's fascinating. And by the way, it's surrounded by a great terminal museum display at McCarran. It's very entertaining. I usually go to that airport early just to reread
McCarran in Las Vegas.
Exactly. McCarran Airport, Las Vegas, about George Crockett and Alamo Airways that were pioneers at that airport. Just all the early airline and airliners are either pictured or have models there on display, miniature models. It's
great.
Well,
it's something about aviation that, you know, has changed the world. I mean, when we can fly, get in a plane now and be in Europe in no time, and just, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
It made it smaller.
My late wife, Dixie Bell, we went to Australia, and fortunately we traveled a little, and just get on an airplane and be in Australia and, you know, 10 hours, 12 hours, something like that. It's pretty amazing when it would take you years and years and years. So aviation, some about it magical, and I mean that's the way I feel about aviation. There's something very magical about it, and it's very special. I belong to a flying club, and I've met some of the world top, you know, Chuck Yeager. I mean, some of the top pilots in the world that I've looked up to, and I've got friends of mine that are great pilots, and actually they're friends, and I even look up to them as well. So that's flown all over the world. No, it's just Clay Lacy, a friend of mine, and he took a 747, took a group, and flew all around the world, made a complete loop around the world. So it was pretty amazing.
He did.
All right, my friend. Thanks.
Charity flight, by the way.
Yeah.
Charity flight. It was.
And it was great. Thanks so much, Danny, for your call. I appreciate you listening to the show. I love you, Leon. All right. You have a great, great day. God bless you, my friend. Okay. That leaves a line open at 1-800-222-KABC. Let's talk about a company that's been around for a long, long time. And that's California Car Cover. And California Car Cover is Jim DeFrank started that, and he and his wife. Jim DeFrank's been a friend of mine for a long time, and he has Tony and Jimmy. And his sons are sort of run place now, and it's a must-see, must-look, must-buy, must-look at, and especially their products, their Gold and Shine products is what I use on my plane, and it's just in motorcycles and cars, it's really good. You can go online to see their products, which is calcarcover.com. That's calcarcover.com. Or you can go on their address. I mean, you go drive by if you, well, you can just take a drive over there in Chatsworth at 9525 DeSoto Avenue in Chatsworth. 91311. 91311 is the code, zip code there. And ask for their catalog. Get their free catalog that I get every month. And you'll see. They got a free catalog, but they got horns and all kind of chargers and jacks for special cars, the low riders, and they have all types of events. They have a European car event, a hot rod event, and they have cruises. And so I'll get involved in some of their cruises now that I have some extra time on my hands eventually. And they have clocks, all kind of memorabilia for the automotive enthusiast. It's an absolute must. And they got a new showroom. It's just in the Valentine, for the Valentine gifts. That's an ideal situation to go to the calcarcover.com. CalCarCover.com, or you can call them. Their phone number is 800-423-5525, 800-423-5525. Get their free catalog. And just when you're there, go to the store, browse around, look in there. You'll see it's like a candy store inside. It'll take you back in time. And don't forget their Gold and Shine products. I've tried a lot of products out there, as most of you know, and Gold and Shine, you come in, my plane looks brand new, and so does my bikes and cars and all of that, now that I have to do all of this work on it. Anyway, ask for their free catalog. Just tell them the Motor Man sent you.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A man died while being taken into custody in Lake Los Angeles Saturday. Deputies searching for a felony suspect found him in the backyard of his home. A fight with deputies ensued. Representatives of the L.A. County Sheriff's Homicide Bureau will discuss recent developments tomorrow in the investigation of the November 1981 drowning death of actress Natalie Wood. And it was a big day for the L.A. Rams yesterday as running back Todd Gurley was announced as the National Football League's Offensive Player of the Year, defensive tackle Aaron Donald as the Defensive Player of the Year, and head coach Sean McVay as Coach of the Year, and voting cast by a nationwide media panel. KABC SoCal weather, sunny today, highs around 70 at the beaches, upper 70s to mid-80s inland. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Kopitar in front to Killian Barbary. Shoot! Score! Leanne Tweed, what a hit! Doug McIntyre, a shot, and he scores!
We are all kings! The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne Wednesday as they face off against the Edmonton Oilers.
Saved by Quick!
Nick and Daryl get things started at 7 with Inside Kings Hockey. Then, stick around after the game for Kings Talk, exclusively on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Debbie's in Burbank. Hey, Debbie.
I could think of a million things to ask you.
We all have a million questions about our home, and Lou Manfredini will make your house look
good. You're going to look great. It's going to look great. And you're going to look great.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. That's the most important thing.
Right.
Lou's taking your calls live on House Smarts Radio.
It's always better to look good than to feel good. Remember that. Most important.
Every Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
Thank you, Debbie.
In Los Angeles. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The quality program heard on this station is made possible by your generous contributions.
So call already and contribute. Call toll-free at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
I still get dressed on Sunday, yes I do. Still get dressed on Sunday, yes I do.
Oh, I should have been a singer. Instead of being a technician, I come from a family, believe it or not, of teachers. Well, my mother was a teacher, and I don't know where I went wrong. My grandmother was a principal, and my brother was a teacher. I had one brother that was a teacher. Actually, two brothers that were teachers, and they taught industrial arts classes, and I don't know where I went wrong. But anyway, I've had a good run. What can I say? I've done all the things that I've wanted to do. Well, not quite, but, you know, helping people is the key. Speaking of helping people, oh, I see him on the line now. I'm glad I woke him up. We got Phil from Budget Car Sales. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Leon. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, my friend. Pretty good. God, I'm glad you called in. Glad I was able to reach you there, you know, so I didn't mean to wake you up.
No, no, I'm ready. I'm excited. We have a great selection of cars, and I thought I would just call in and go over those cars for your listeners.
Yeah, February, and you probably, and you save people thousands. I got friends of mine. I was over at a friend's house last night that purchased a car from you. So he loved it. Just absolutely. I got many friends, but just last night, it just so happened I was over at a friend's house, and they purchased a Ford product from you.
Wonderful, wonderful, good. Yeah.
But you make things so simple when you buy a car. And what's good about Budget Car Sales, in my opinion, every time I go out there, if you've got fun cars and you've got sedans, you've got trucks, you've got SUVs, whatever it takes, that's they can drive out with whatever puts a big smile on their face.
Yeah, speaking of fun cars, I just got in a Mustang convertible EcoBoost Premium, ready for the summertime, a car that normally sells for $35,000, and it's starting at only $18,500. And I don't have one. I have a dozen Mustangs.
Wow, that's a fun car. I'd tell you, the new Mustang is probably one of the nicest body styles of all the cars out there, I must admit. It's a good-looking car, and they're a good car. And I'm just sitting here thinking while I was talking to you, Yolanda, one day set in for me as a screener, set in for Hybrid Audrey, and she ran down after the show and bought a car from you. Yolanda, that she's ecstatic about it.
Yes. It's actually a very nice lady. And, we pride ourselves on just making it really easy, picking the best cars that we can get our hands on and offering them at the very, very lowest prices. So.
Well, you always have. When I was dealing with you, you know, you always dealt with you, but when your dad was there and everything, you just were the best in the business. I'm not saying that, folks, just because they've been with me a long time. I mean, when I say Budget Car Sales, I really mean it, because they've been around. I've had, I don't know, God, lots of friends and family that's purchased vehicles from you, and they really do save thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I don't say that just to be saying it. You just mentioned it. You know, $35,000 to $18,000. If that's not a lot of thousands of dollars, that something's wrong.
Yeah, that's speaking of another beautiful car, that new Lincoln Continental, the new design, the redesigned Continental.
Yes.
It is a phenomenal car, and I mean, it rivals Mercedes, BMW, you name it. It I think it rivals all of them, and that's a car that sells for $55,000 new, and I have it for only $39,900. It's only got 14,000 miles on the car. It's barely driven.
It's just broke in. It's not even broke in yet.
And it still comes with the full factory bumper-to-bumper warranty.
Wow. It's pretty amazing there. Every time I go there, I see some fantastic car. Your car is, you know, it's called budget rental car, but you do have a rental section, but you have like a new car section. You like a dealership when you go to your place. It's not just an empty lot there. It's a beautiful facility that you have built there. It's just absolutely amazing. I'm impressed every time I go over there.
Yes, I appreciate that. And another good car was the truck, F-150.
Oh, that's number one
seller. Ready for the summertime to pull your boat around. That's a truck that we have one that's 55,000 as well, and it's only 37.7, 9,000 miles on it, 4x4.
Trucks and SUVs are the hot sellers anymore, it seems like, that people have just really want to purchase those sedans. That Lincoln is certainly a gorgeous vehicle. That's a luxury vehicle there.
Oh yeah, that like I said, that rivals all of the luxury cars out there. It's a beautiful car.
So if they wanted to call you, are you at the facility now?
I am right now and waiting for the calls that I'll be more than happy to help.
562-407-2800, I think is the number there. I'm going by memory there.
You are correct.
407-2800, and you can speak to Phil or any one of his key salespeople that he have there and just mention the Motor Man. But you know what I wanted to mention, I mentioned it early. What's this deal that you've got going? If they come down, you got a Visa gift card for $100?
Yes, they can come down, take a test drive, no obligation, and they'll receive up to $100 gift card just taking a test drive. And, you know, there's no pressure when they come down to our store. You know, that's one of the, again, that's what we pride ourselves on. And we offer all the things that the dealerships offer, financing. We take the trade-ins, paying top dollar for trade-ins. Speaking of trade-ins, I just took in a BMW X-Drive, which is a sport utility vehicle. And, you know, that's a beautiful vehicle as well.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I'm going to come over there, and this is right before the ball game. You can go over there and take a test drive and either end up with a vehicle or end up with a $100 gift card. That's pretty amazing.
Exactly, and you can go and get some drinks for your Super Bowl party.
Hey, that's a great deal, Phil. Thank you so much for letting me barge in on you today and call you, and they was able to reach you, and you're there at the facility right now. Boy, you work very hard.
Well, you know, like I said, I love what I do. When you love what you do, you don't even consider it work. It's a hobby.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. God, I love you and your family and your parents. Your dad was just an outstanding man, I tell you. Love that guy.
Thank you, Leon.
And so, anyway, go down and see Budget Car Sales there. Give me the address there. It's right off of the 5 freeway at the Rosecrans exit, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. 12541 Rosecrans Avenue. You'll see a 100-foot budget sign right off the Rosecrans exit. You cannot miss it.
Well, go down there and either end up with a vehicle or end up with a $100 gift card. One of the two. Phil, thanks so much. I appreciate the call. Tell your family hello.
I will, Leon. Take care.
All right, and happy February.
You too.
Time's going by so fast, I just can't even believe it. Okay, folks, 1-800-222-KABC. Let's go and speak to... who's been waiting patiently. I've got thrown off here. Let's go and speak to George. George, welcome to the program. Good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Leon. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good for, you know, for a teenager.
Hey, not bad. I'm sitting out here on the deck on my hobby. We won't go there. And my good neighbor, Sten, is next to me. Sten is a retired Swedish automotive engineer. So it was a good Swede. He dropped a LT1 six-speed Chevy engine into a Volvo 740 and got it smogged.
He did all the right things to make that, get that legal in smog, and I hope he doesn't get hurt in that car.
No. You know, it's really a shame. Now he's gone green on me. He bought a Volt, and all he swears about is how the mileage is. And I said, look, you're a speed demon. I don't want to hear this stuff.
You know, Volt, I'm not going to go there, but he's been misled on that because electricity is not the answer there. I've got a whole thing about volts here, and I won't get involved, but I'm just looking at it now. And you end up paying more, you know, to sit there. I think car cost about $46,000, so anyway, I won't go there. It just miles per gallon. Some guy wrote an article about the Volt and how it, the cost of electricity versus gasoline, and it just didn't pan out. But anyway, sure. I'm happy for him. But I'm more excited about the Volvo with the LT1 engine than the than the Volvo.
Anyway, Leon, I got one that's still stumping me. You had helped me out. My temperature gauge on my 96 Impala was reading awfully high, so I replaced all the sensors. That took care of the problem. Now the instrument temperature gauge reads about 100, I'm going to say 104, about 160, 170, and I put the scanner on it, and the engine temp off the scanner is about 215. Is there a way I can adjust that instrument? Can I take that needle and move it up a little bit?
Well, you could, but I don't know that it makes any difference. I'm just wondering whether you could put another sensor or put another gauge. There's an aftermarket gauge like Stuart Warner. Yeah. Put a Stuart Warner gauge in it where you put it right in the block there, and then you'd have a double there instead of putting a scanner on it, because it's all electronic. The dash, you know, everything's electronic, and the time the voltage drops from sensors, that if it was mine and I was really concerned about it, I'd get a Stuart Warner gauge and just put it right there on the dash, and it comes with a little bracket, and that way you'll know exactly. And it's not, and some of those gauges are not electrical. They're actually have a capillary tube that tells you the exact temperature.
Okay.
That's what I got on my car, my Chevy. And it worked real good.
Well, I know the Impala, they also, somebody made the driver's pillar, the plastic there, they made it where you could insert three Ford Warner gauges into it.
I would do that, because that car you got is a collectible. And
I am going to put it up for sale. I'm kind of downsizing a little.
I got $500. I'll take that car off your hands.
Oh, no, I don't want more than
$400. Oh, no, I can't. You're a friend. I couldn't do that to you. Come on, Dor. I mean, you give me this sweet syrup from time to time that I put on my pancakes, and I couldn't do that to you.
You betcha. So, by the way, I know why you were having your problems electrically, you know, electronically, and you couldn't get calls in.
What was that? I couldn't get my microphone to work.
Right. Well, you know, it's, I heard it on the police scanner. There's good news and bad news. They're going to let you finish your show at 10, and then Homeland Security's picking you up. Something about flying somewhere.
Okay.
A threat to aviation.
All right. Before you go, I got to run a quick joke by you.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Why did the sun, that's the sun up in the air I'm talking about, why did the sun go to school? Why did the sun go to school? Come on, George.
Oh,
you should know this, smart as you are. Why did the sun go to school? To get brighter.
Oh, exactly.
To get brighter. Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Father, I better see you for lunch tomorrow. No excuse.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Oh, brother, I just love having fun there. I tell you, I just love having a good time. What can I say? 1-800-222-KBC. KBC time is 9:48 on this beautiful Sunday morning. Folks, if any of you need a fantastic paint and body shop, I want to recommend California West Coast Paint and Body. They've been in business since 1978, and many of their technicians have been with California West Coast Paint and Body for well over 20 years. My friend Sean, who manages this very, he is a friend too, by the way, who manages this classy operations, always telling me that they have plenty of insurance, to take care of your car, and you can, or vehicle, I should say, and you can rest very easy dropping it off at California West Coast Paint and Body. And when you pick it up, the workmanship will show that it is of the highest quality for a very fair price. They can work on any make or model. I trust them to get the job done right. I've had dozens of friends, family, members, radio listeners all telling me that they have been completely satisfied with their experience and felt that they got good custom work at a great, great price. California West Coast Paint and Body also does classic car restoration and custom paint jobs. And if you haven't found a body shop that you can really rely on, then go where I go. California West Coast Paint Body. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Their phone number is 323-933-5618. That's 323-933-5618. And their website is cawestcoastpaintandbody.com. And I'm just going by memory. 5060 Venice Boulevard, 5060 Venice Boulevard. That's one block west of La Brea, freeway closed, best body shop in town. I've been using them for years and years and years. They make your car look brand new again. That number again is 323-933-5618. And let them know that the Motor Man sent you, and I promise they'll take real good care of you.
Want to be a VIP? Listen to KABC at 8, 10, noon, and 3 to qualify for a shot to roll like a VIP. In Vegas, baby. One lucky winner will receive a two-night stay at the Venetian Las Vegas, a $100 gas card, a $100 spending card, and two VIP tickets to see the legendary band Chicago. Live at the Venetian Las Vegas. Plus, all qualifiers receive a $25 gift card to Norm's Restaurant. Norm's, where life happens. The KABC Roll Like a VIP Vegas Getaway with Chicago. Don't miss Chicago's limited engagement February 7th through the 24th. More details at KABC.com.
News. Talk. Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Can something that's truly stylish be truly durable? Yes, when it's the Home Depot's exclusive Delta Everly Widespread Bath Faucet in Spot Shield Brush Nickel. It's at a new lower price of $129. You save $20. Its soft, modern design means timeless beauty. Its Spot Shield finish means there are less spots and less cleaning. The exclusive Delta Everly Faucet, now just $129 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
I've met all my wives. Your traffic jams are just something women like about a pickup man.
Pickup man. Everybody's having a pickup. Yes, man. Good universal vehicle. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Motor Man Show. Wow, what a day. What a day. Aviation calls. Let's go speak to Gary. Gary in Laguna Niguel. Gary, good. What happened? Gary just dropped off the air. I went to Gary, and Gary, I apologize. Well, there's something wrong. We've had everything else go wrong today. So let's go. Let's try it again. No, he's not there. So let's go. Let's go and talk to Don. Let's go. Don, welcome to the program. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Leon. Hey, I got a question for you. Okay. My mother-in-law's got an 05 Saturn View, 59,000 miles, and hybrids. I have no love for those automobiles. Anyway, it runs on the 12-volt battery until it dies. It's not charging, and of course, there's no dealerships left for Saturns. And with
they're easy to work on. They're easy to work on. I don't know why what part's still available. And
they say, yeah, but they're very pricey. And unfortunately, the car really doesn't have much of a value left. And everybody's saying, well, we can get them. We're going to. And basically, I get the feeling they're going to shotgun it. Put, you know, they tell me, well, it could be this, or this. We won't know till we try this or this or this.
Well, if the alternator battery's going dead, going down, then the alternator is what charges the battery. The alternator may be a bad alternator. They can be rebuilt. That alternator is the same as probably some of the Chevy version vehicles.
Well, they say it's an alternator generator combination.
So?
It has a 12-volt for the car battery and then the generator for the large hybrid battery. And it's dealer only, brand new. No one rebuilds them. No one knows how to test them. They just put them on. And, you know, everybody's saying, no, it's limited parts, good luck finding it, we don't want to touch it. It's kind of, I'm in a quagmire here. I don't know where to even center.
I have a hard time believing that. They can't be rebuilt. They rebuild all kind of things like that.
That's kind of what I thought too. But when I look in on the Yellow Pages or go on the line to try and find a hybrid auto repair shop, they're very scarce, you know.
Well, yeah, they're scarce. That's why I wouldn't, you know, when things go wrong, it's hard to find people and parts that even the dealers have a hard time, you know, getting people. I have dealers that call me all the time. Do you know any technicians that you can send over? We need to train them to be hybrid specialists and things of this nature. And some dealers are even having a hard time as well.
So,
I'm trying to think of, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I'm going to take your number off the air. I'm going to get you taken care of. I'm going to take your number. I have hybrid Audrey's going to take you. Stay on the line and I'll make a call and see if they can't take care of that for you. And need somebody to take it off the vehicle or are you taking it off? You just need it rebuilt?
No, it would be towed in to a facility.
Okay. I'll find somebody. So I'm going to take your number, and I'll get somebody to take care of that for you. That's ridiculous. The car's still a good car with low mileage like that. It's ridiculous. It's really an excellent car for you. So you stay on the line, and I will take care of you. Let's go and speak to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Well, hi, Mr. Motorman.
Oh, I like that mister. Makes me feel important.
Well, you are, and here's I bought a 2007 Lexus RX 350 at a major dealership here in South Orange County, and you know they send it through their 60-point inspection.
They call it certified inspection. Yeah,
that's right, certified inspection. And when I picked the car up and I drove it home, I noticed the next day there was a big oil leak in the driveway, a pretty good sized leak. You know, like the size of a bigger than a silver dollar, let's say, size leak. And, so I called them and they, and of course I took it back and, they looked at it and they told me that, that it was going to cost $1,800 their price to fix it. And they wanted to charge me, $600. And,
you just bought it and it was certified?
I just bought it, and it just went through all the inspection and all that, and so I was a little surprised that, for one, they missed that oil leak in their inspection.
I'd take it back and tell them to fix it.
Yeah, I did. And well, what they did is they said, well, they'll refund my money, or they'll charge me the $600 for the repair. And I thought that was a little odd because, you know, I mean, they shouldn't sell cars with oil.
I agree. If they certified the car, which sometimes they just sort of, it's an extra word. It's like, for years and years, we talk about used car. You go to buy a used car. All the dealers, the sign across the street in the used car lot says, used car, Chevrolet, used cars. I remember there was a place on La Brea where I used to buy a Nugent Chevrolet. Used cars. Now they don't say used. It's pre-owned cars.
Right.
And certified is like pre-owned. Just another name. We check it over, check the brakes, check the tires, and it, okay, they missed that. And, if it bothers you and don't want to pay the $600, tell them to give you money back, including the tax and license that they charge you for.
That's right. That's right. All the tax and license and everything. But, you know, I really liked the car, but, you know, they told me, you know, that if someone brought it in for that repair, it would cost $4,800.
Well, that's their problem. That's their problem. I wouldn't even be concerned. They're just trying to make, if you want to split it with them, say, I'll pay the $300. But other than that, just give me money back. Go buy another one. Call Buddy Car Sales. See what they got.
Yeah.
Probably save some money.
I was just very surprised that a major Lexus dealership would charge the guy who just bought the car for the part of the oil leak.
How long have you had the car? Just a day?
Oh, just a day. Just overnight.
I'd take it back and leave it there and say, give me a check back.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I mean, it's up to you. If you like the car that much and it's nice and you want to pay the $600, but I'd be surprised. I don't think that's very fair.
No, I didn't think so either. Should I write a letter to corporate or something like that?
That dealer's an individual dealer. It's not part of Lexus. You know, if it's if it's a new car, they took that car on trade in or they bought it from somebody. You know?
Well, it is a Lexus dealership.
I've got to run. You know? I didn't realize not watching the time. I'm running run. Folks, keep smiling. It's just a little curve that sets a lot of things straight. Boy, what a day. Have a great week, everyone.